Friday, 12 February 16, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is sponsored by the Calvary Baptist Church in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We're in a series of messages from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 8, where God takes Ezekiel by the Spirit back to Jerusalem to show him why he had, that is, God, had to send Israel into captivity for those 70 years. It started out with idolatry, and of course that led into adultery and other sins of the flesh. And those things always go together. You check out Romans chapter 1, or so many places in the Bible when people turn their hearts away from God and begin to place other things or other people in their heart, these sins will eventually lead to the sins of the flesh. We have looked at some of the sins of the flesh there in the Old Testament, and now we're looking at the dangers that we have here in the New Testament church age. At the present time, we're in the book of Revelation chapter 2 and looking at the roll call of the seven churches in Asia Minor that John wrote to. We believe these churches were not only local churches, but that each of these messages, or each of these churches and the messages to them, represent a different stage of the church age. The church age starting at Pentecost, being activated at Pentecost, and will continue on till the rapture of the church, and we believe that we find that in Revelation chapter 4 and verse 1. Father, do bless us now with thy word. Speak to my heart and the hearts of all of our listeners. Help us to live for thee, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't think that any of us need a whole lot of exhortation that the problems with the flesh are always a problem for us. When God saved us, he did not take away our old nature, but he did give us a new nature. And he gives us the ability to cast down every thought and imagination that exalts itself against him. We're warned in the Word of God that we're to make no provision for the flesh to satisfy the lusts thereof. In Ezekiel chapter 8, the women were at the house of God weeping over Tammuz, which was a wicked, very wicked celebration. In 2 Kings chapter 23, when Josiah would clean up the house of God, he had to break down the houses of the Sodomites that were by the house of the Lord, where the women wove hangings for the grove. In the book of 1 Corinthians, we read about many problems that the church had there. And of course, in the book of Revelation, chapters 2 and 3, we have these letters to the seven churches. Five of these churches are rebuked for sin that's in their lives. Two of them did not have to be rebuked, the church at Sardis and the church at Philadelphia. We were on the last broadcast looking at the church at Ephesus, the very first letter and the first part of the church age. And again, Father, do bless us with thy word. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If you were with us on the last broadcast, you know that the Lord had many good things to say about the church at Ephesus. Praise the Lord for those comments. I would to God that all these things could be said about the Calvary Baptist Church here in New Bern. He said, I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and that thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored, and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. On the last broadcast, we mentioned the first three evidences, I believe, of leaving our first love, the first love being our love for our Lord Jesus Christ, that love we had for him when we first came to know him as our Lord and Savior. I believe that one of the first indications is we slack up or cut out the reading of God's word. When we do that, we're not hearing from God. And then we slack up or just quit praying. And then, therefore, we are not talking to God. And then there comes the falling out from faithfulness in the local church. We're told that we are not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but we're to exhort one another, and so much more as we see the day approaching. Now, the fourth matter that I would suggest is this, that we lose our urgency to talk to others about the Lord Jesus Christ. As you know, we are commissioned to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And I'm well aware, and by the way, the Lord is well aware, and that's more important, that it's difficult sometimes to witness to our own people, for a prophet is not without honor, save among his own people and in his own country. And yet we have a tremendous example of Jesus saving the demoniac at Gadara, and there were two things that he instructed him to do. First of all, the man of Gadara wanted to go with the Lord Jesus Christ after he was saved, and nothing wrong with that. But the Lord Jesus Christ said to him, "You go home and tell your people what great things I have done for you." And he also said, "You go home and show your people what great things I have done for you." May God help us to have a heart that's hot for him and to be willing to share the gospel. I fight these battles just like you do, my friend. This is not Mr. Holier Than Thou Art here speaking to you. As I speak to you, my heart is burdened that I be faithful to the Lord as well. And then there's a matter of concerning leaving our first love, that not only do we drop out of church and drop out with our Bible reading and prayer, but we stop tithing to our Lord. Now, the Bible makes it clear that the tithe is the Lord's, and we are to be faithful to him. And I believe that we should give our tithe to our local church. Above that, we can give offerings and support the work of God as it is supposed to be supported. And what a great privilege it is. You know, sometimes people just get all bent out with you. You start talking about tithing. They try to tell you that you're trying to put them under the law. Well, people did tithe under the law, but they tithe before the law, my friend. And according to Hebrews chapter 7, we tithe also after the law. The tithe is just simply belong to the Lord. Oh, Dr. Harold Seitler, one of the great heroes of the faith to me, he used to say words to the effect that the tithe is our rent on the land. He said everybody should tithe to God. And I believe that certainly is true, that the tithe belongs to the Lord. Now, I know there's some of you folks out there, you're going to get all upset with what I've just said. But, dear friend, that's what I believe. I believe God has settled that in my heart. There was a time when I was not settled on this. But the more I read the precious word of God and understand God's plan, I believe this is true. Now, we don't want to leave our first love. We don't want to give up on our Bible reading. We don't want to slow down on our prayer life. We want to be faithful to the Lord. We want to be sure we have followed him in believer's baptism. We want to be faithful in a local church and be faithful with our tithes and offerings, and certainly continue to tell folks about him and their need for him as their Savior. And by the way, dear friend, we should seek to be the salt and the light that God has commissioned us to be. May we not have to be rebuked like the people at Ephesus did because they had left their first love. But God did not have to rebuke the people at Smyrna. Smyrna was a suffering church. Verse 8, "And unto the angel of the messenger of the church in Smyrna write, These things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works in tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give thee the crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt in the second death." I want to come back to this on our next broadcast. In the meanwhile, this broadcast is targeted for the end of our broadcast week. I hope you're making plans. I hope you've taken to heart what we've just shared from the Word of God. I hope you're making plans to be in a good fundamental Bible-believing church this coming Lord's Day. If it's not possible for you to be there and you have access to the Internet, we'd like to invite you to join us for services via the Internet at the Calvary Baptist Church in New Bern, North Carolina. Our services are Eastern Time. Our Bible school begins at 9:45. The morning service at 11:05, the Sunday night service at 6:00. They have video cast live and also in the archives. You can reach us at www.calbapt.org. That's www.calbapt.org. calbapt.org. We thank God for this additional ministry that we have now to get the gospel out literally into many countries of the world. May our Lord bless you. Again, hope to see you in a good Bible-believing church this coming Lord's Day. Please join us next broadcast if you can.